The winds of change in Europe have circled back to the 1930s as public attitudes have grown dark and bitter. It was recently reported that more than 40% of European Union citizens hold anti-Semitic views and agree with the oft-repeated claim that Israel is committing genocidal acts against Palestinians. In fact, there is a common refrain that Israelis are the new Nazis. Reasons for this remarkable condition, as the blood of the Holocaust still soaks the soil of Europe, abound. Obviously, radical Islam promotes this calumny, even as it engages in violence from Paris to Moscow. Refugees from Syria attribute their plight to Jews, a form of scapegoating that downplays the role of ISIS in population displacement. The BDS movement has a role in using boycott, divestment, and sanctions as instruments to delegitimize the state of Israel. When Jewish organizations themselves climb onto BDS, and I'm referring to J Street and the New Israel Fund, it is difficult to refute the claims, albeit claims that should be refuted. And last is the rise of extremist parties on the right and the left that have often exhibited hostility to Israel. Well, Jean-Marie Le Pen of the French National Front, Jeremy Corbyn of the British Labour Party have deep-seated philosophical differences. They are united in their hostility to Israel. The most blatant anti-Semitic violence committed in the last year was the hypercache attack in Paris, in which four Jews were killed 2 days after the Charlie Hebdo massacre. While French President François Hollande said the siege at a kosher grocery store was an anti-Semitic attack, President Obama referred to it as a random act of violence, a statement that clearly skates over the targeting of Jews by Muslim extremists. Even in the United States, where Jews have been welcome, indeed have succeeded beyond any reasonable expectation, anti-Semitism is evident in campuses across the nation, with 75% of Jewish students contending they have experienced or witnessed anti-Semitic acts. The university issues are related to three conditions: the revision of Holocaust history, the BDS rewriting of current events, and the Muslim Student Association campaign to discredit Israel as a nation. British MP Neil Carmichael reached the conclusion that too few teachers, particularly history teachers, are being trained to teach the Holocaust. Alas, that is true for the United Kingdom and the United States, but it only tells part of the story. So often, history of the Holocaust has been revised to account for the view of deniers, or those who consider the claims exaggerated. Students of Middle East studies are invariably exposed to Edward Said's Orientalism, which claims Israel is a colonial and imperial state occupying land illegally. While this contention has been discredited by the historian Benny Morris, among others, the lie persists, in large part because sunlight has not been directed on it. The BDS movement uses this argument in Nakba, the outrage that emerged from the population displacement of West Bank residents during the 1948 Israel War for Independence. Overlooked in this narrative was the Arab belief that relocation was necessary to pursue a war with win. Curiously, what emerged from the war is the only refugee issue that has preoccupied UN deliberations from 1948 to the present, notwithstanding the millions of refugees from the Sudan to Syria. And last, the Muslim Student Association, an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation case, in which U.S.-based Arab organizations funded Islamic groups, Hamas in particular, has spread its tentacles across the American and European higher education landscape, using intimidation and well-rehearsed Nakba indignation to make its point. Many Jewish students, unaware of the claims of this organization, buy into the claims, and for many others, the fear of isolation or browbeating has forced them into silent acquiescence. Hence, anti-Semitism is here, as one wag put it, the ism that never goes away. This time, however, European Jews know what is coming. A campaign to counter the toxin should be organized. The unsubstantiated claims must be addressed, and Jews must remember that no matter how well they are assimilated, doesn't inoculate them for the potential horror of anti-Semitism.